All right, before we get back to topic here, let's get rid of these Suns tickets. They're for Monday, November 4th, 7 p.m. first tip. We host the Philadelphia 76ers. And generally, we do it a trivia question, but let's just throw a softball out there. Just name your favorite Suns player. Current, past, doesn't matter. If you can correctly name a Suns player, you'll be entered to win. And something to note, this is new, and it's specifically to the Suns. These are not paper tickets. These are digital tickets. So you'll have to create an account, and we'll have to transfer them to you. You'll have to accept transfer. So it's a digital ticket, and it's a little different than we've done in the past. All right, name a Suns player, and you'll be entered to win between now and the end of this programming segment. Back to our water topic, and we've got Andrew Voltmer from SRP on the line talking about all the dam systems that SRP manages on both Verde and Salton. Andrew, when they're all at their top capacity, how much water are y'all sitting on?
So with all of our reservoirs, if they're all at capacity, we can store 2.3 million acre feet of water. So, and remember, an acre foot, I don't know, a football field, I like to say, is about an acre. That's a foot of water on a football field is 1 acre foot. So we can have 2.3 million of those.
And if I remember right from my research, I mean, that would be enough to supply the state of Arizona for water for 1 year. Not that we'd want to drain all those reservoirs.
No, definitely not.
No.
But that could sustain Arizona for one calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure how much the whole state would take, but I think it would go a long ways.
All right, so we've gotten all the water, you know, and on all the dam systems, and we've passed the Verde River, and we're coming up to, you know, what's the next structure, and where do we start our first delivery system?
Yeah, so after the Verde and the Salt come together, we have Granite Reef Diversion Dam, which is just a small dam, it's not that far downstream of where the Salt and Verde come together. And there, the water kind of backs up a little bit, and we have the head of our two main canals, which are the Arizona Canal, which goes to the north, and then the South Canal, which goes to the south. And that's really where our surface water delivery starts and makes its way down to the valley.
And I'm going to say that your south is probably channels more water, because that's probably going to more agriculture than the north.
You know, that's a great question that, you know, I'm not even... I think typically it's actually pretty even, the delivery, but generally speaking, I want to say that they're pretty equalized when it comes to delivery between the South and the Arizona Canal.
And so let's start with the north first, because that's going to go through mm-hmm. the most densely populated portion of the state. Talk through the Arizona Canal. How far does that go, and how does it wind through basically Metro Phoenix?
So it winds through Sirtmik, or the Salt River Maricopa Indian Community, and then it makes its way over to Scottsdale and goes kind of through Old Town, you know, where the Riverwalk is. And then you actually have the Crosscut Canal, which is about, I think it branches south at 64th Street. So that's one branch of it. And then eventually, of course, the Crosscut Canal is kind of the start of the Grand Canal, which cuts more towards downtown, and then the Arizona Canal, though, continues up through Arcadia, and it makes its way west all the way over to Peoria. So it's quite the system. Altogether, between all of our canals, we have about 131 miles of canals.
I love those canals, too, in that area. That's where I started training when I was running half marathons.
Oh, yeah, they're great places. I do the same thing. It's hard to beat running along some water.
So how wide and how deep is that canal running?
Oh, you know, typically the canals aren't terribly deep. I would say anywhere from 3 to 10 feet. And, you know, the width changes as depends on where you're at in the canals and which canal you're on. But you just look across the canals. They're usually, the tops are anywhere from 20 to 50 yards wide.
And CAP does an extremely a good job of engineering rainwater runoff to stay out of the canal and channel over it. And I would assume that's probably a big part of y'all's canal system as well, as managing surface water from rain runoff and not infiltrating your system.
Yeah, we try to do the best. Our system is a bit older than CAP, so you know they have a lot of areas where they actually go over with their stormwater. We don't have as many of those, and sometimes we actually have stormwater that goes into our canals, but we have drains where if the canals reach capacity, we have to open those drains up and let the stormwater go through into, for example, into Indian Bend Wash. So we definitely we have a group that's monitoring the canals 24/7, our ADC group and water transmission group, and they do a great job of keeping an eye on things. And if they see a storm over Phoenix and the canals are starting to rise, they do a great job of managing that stormwater.
Talking water with SRP, one of the pretty much the only in-state surface water system completely contained and generated by within the state system itself. And we're going to continue our conversation here at Rosie on the House. And hang tight. If you got the name of a Suns player right, we'll draw a random winner and send you a text here in the bottom of the hour news. And then we'll send you directions on how to set up your electronic account if you don't have one, so we can transfer these to you. And you can go enjoy watching the Suns host the Philadelphia 76ers. That's Monday night, November 4th.